Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, it's finally sunny again. No practice inside the bubble. The team is taking Friday practice inside Gillette Stadium, getting ready for another home game here on Sunday against the Bills. Let's first talk about some guys who are here, who are not. Kind of the same old story. I sound like a broken record.
It's been pretty similar the last couple days. Tracy White, Brandon Bolden, Trevor Scott, the three players not at practice. Here on Friday, a couple straight days for them, you can come close to ruling them out most likely for the game on Sunday. But, you know, Logan Mankins, Aaron Hernandez, Wes Welker, safeties Patrick Chung and Steve Gregory, all guys who are on the lengthy injury report but who have been at practice, limited, but they are there again on Friday morning. So the expectation is that these guys are ready to go, but we have also seen some times in the past in recent weeks guys who have practiced several days but still are end up being scratches in the game, like Logan Mankins a couple weeks ago. So a lot of it remains to be seen. 11:30 on Sunday morning, a lot of suspense.
Right. Well, you mentioned Patrick Chung and Steve Gregory. What role will they have on Sunday, you think? The secondary has kind of been moving some guys around. Devin McCourty taking the safety position. What do you think we'll see Sunday with those?
Well, if both players are available and both are ready, then yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see both in a starting spot and see Devin McCourty back at cornerback. If one guy's ready and the other one is not, you know, maybe we do see McCourty there. You know, Tavon Wilson, Nate Ebner, the two rookies, they're clearly still, you know, getting used to what it's like to play safety in the NFL. I just think that whatever we see this week is going to be different next week when the expectation is Aqib Talib is in the mix. So for right now, for this week, I think if Chung and Gregory are active, if they're healthy, they'll be playing. And if not, then Devin McCourty is that key guy. Where does he play, depending on the health of everyone else?
Right. Well, it's been a good week so far in the locker room. You know, I'm with Bill Belichick on this one. He says it feels like it's been forever since they've played a game, and it does feel that way. The last one was in London a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So a lot's happened since then. But all week in the locker room, the guys have been, you know, upbeat. Aaron Hernandez talked to us. He was in practice all 3 days this week. So, you know, I don't know. Everybody seems to be pretty excited to play another game. So.
Right. I think everyone was very happy to have the bye week.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's very happy to get back on the field. Been 3 weeks since there's been a home game.
Right.
2 weeks since the last game, the bye, as everyone seems to think, came right in the middle of the regular season. And then if there's an expectation level that you're going to be a postseason team, then it's even more so good to have it sort of on the later end of these bye weeks. I think there's only one or two more weeks of bye weeks. So I agree with you. I think there's an energy level. I think they're ready to go. Three out of the next four in the division. It's a key stretch for them, and they'll kick that off with Buffalo.
Yeah, definitely a team they've seen before, but still you can't look at this game like that. So many different things could be different this game than as opposed to last game.
And they have been down big against Buffalo several times in the recent series, but they've been able to win some of those games. So I'm sure they're looking for a faster start than they had in Buffalo back in week four.
Right. Well, I know they're going to count on the 12th man to be here on Sunday. It's going to be nice to be back inside Gillette Stadium.
Absolutely.
But that's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.